Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour with me, Julia Cannon. And tonight is, who knows? It's July 28th, I believe, 2017. Time is completely an illusion, and it's completely evading me right now. And part of that is due to our guest, who wants to keep me on my toes. oh, my goodness. Yes. That's why we're just a little bit late. Is we were having we're just trying to reach each other and having a little bit of communication stuff and who's where and what's where and all that stuff. But we're both here now. Yay! Oh my goodness, Diane.
Oh, the SC made me do it.
That's it. Yeah, you just. Okay.
My magic wand. Everything is good.
Woo! And I'll the infinity. You know, I didn't do the infinity earlier. That is what it is. That's what happened. I was just starting to stress. And so I completely forgot about ease and flow. And then you had your magic wand.
I'm going to be okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Always is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, I was making plans to go ahead and pre-record the show for another day, you know, if it just didn't work out for tonight. But right at the very, very, last millisecond. Okay, this is what we're talking about. Okay. But Don was right there. He was ready to go, get us all hooked up, and we are. And so everybody's going, oh, my goodness, you guys are crazy. This is what we do. We do crazy. Diane and I, wherever we go, we do crazy. So just, yeah. You know, that's why I wanted her on tonight. And I've been wanting her on because of something that came up in a session, I believe it was. You had something that where it was like, you have all this stuff that you need to say. And I was like, oh, I need to get her on the show. And this has been like a while back that was said. And so,
yeah.
I've been planning it and it just hadn't happened. So, yeah. Anyway, everybody. So before we bring on Diane, although you already know who she is, but I'll just make a few announcements real quick. We have, it's a little bit quiet right now, but we have things coming up in September. Yeah, September I'll be in Canada doing classes with Marilyn Dyke. And we'll have a level one companion class. We'll have a level two class, and we have a level three class. So of QHHT, I mean, we have all kinds of stuff going on there. And then October, I'm going to Australia, so we'll be doing all of that again in Brisbane, and then Suzanne Spooner will be helping me over there, as well as Jane Ishii from Japan. So we're going to have a whole crew, you know, just a whole bunch of people. If you want to come and join us. We'll be doing that in Brisbane. Then Suzanne will take off to Perth and do a level one companion class. And then Jane will be doing a level one companion class in Melbourne. So we've got a whole bunch of things going on in Australia in October. And then I'll go to China. And that's going to be in Sanya City. I have no idea where that is, but I haven't looked at the map yet, but I will find out. I was told it looks very nice. It looks very pretty. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be going there and doing a level two class. And then from there, going to Taiwan, I'll meet up with Suzanne Spooner and Jovi Wan, who will be doing, we're having lots of fun. And we'll be doing level one companion again, level two, and a level three class there as well. So all kinds of things happening here right before the end of the year. And anyway, Diane has been helping me so much here in the States, like at the Arkansas classes and everything. You were just there recently. We had a really interesting classes, didn't we?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah. But they end up being really, really good. I mean, they're always fantastic, always fantastic. But it's always really interesting to see what happens and what comes through and things like that. And so, because there's so much. It's the energy. It's the dynamics that come that are brought together. And it's always wonderful learning opportunities for everyone. So, anyway, so. That's everything that's happening there. All right, tonight, what's happening here is I am bringing to you the one, the only, my wonderful star sister, or she says sister, and my wonderful friend, Diane Morrison. I just love, love, love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi. And I just want to take a minute to say thank you to you for being our star leader.
Oh. Look, I've got the sun behind me here. I don't have pokes at my head. It's a sun.
Very, very, very Statue of Liberty-esque.
Oh. If I get in the right position. Oh, look here.
Perfect. You got it. Okay, that's awesome. But truly, I mean, you're aligned with your radiance because truly you are actually leading this starship of QHHT, which your mom created.
Yeah.
So to be able to say thank you right now to you is my wish. Thank you for being the one and only Dolores Cannon's daughter. You play a lot out.
More. There are more daughters, but I'm the one that's...
I'm sorry. I forgot. All the rest of the family is a beautiful soul, too, and like chips in their own way. But for you, I just see you as being the guiding light for us with QHHT because you've taken over this part of the journey. Your mom handed you the baton or the torch, I guess, to do this leadership. And I know that the rest of the family is completely involved with this mission, and everybody is just amazing. But I just want to take a moment to thank you from myself, but all of the practitioners who are doing this are looking to you now for your guidance and your leadership, your example of integrity and the integrity of the work. And I just can't thank you enough for that because it helps us all to stay in alignment with what your mom wants us to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And everybody, Diane is one of the moderators on our forum, the QHHT official global forum. And you can probably get an idea why why I love her. But anyway, she's just wonderful about how I love how you are able to handle, you know, you and there's you, Suzanne Spooner, and Diane, and Marilyn Dyke. And the three of you complement each other so beautifully in handling questions and, you know, just everything that comes up on the forum. So I just, anyway.
Yeah, it's an honor to be a part of this. It's huge, this thing that we're doing and that your mom created. But it's really an honor. And I'll say blessing because that's what it feels like to me. It's a blessing to be a part of this and to be aligned with this. It's just something that enhances our lives to be a part of this. So we're really lucky to be here now. Yeah, so thanks. It's good. It's good stuff.
Well, I that's how I feel about it. And that's why, yes, I just feel like I'm with my whole, my it's probably the soul group. That's how I feel like when I'm with all of you and the practitioners, right? But it's just we're all coming together. We're all family coming together, and it's just we are one big family.
We really are. And you know, I know you mentioned earlier about the classes, how interesting they are, and how, you know, a lot of this big energy that's coming in is really affecting all of us whether we know it or not. But
yes.
With practitioners and in the teachings, it's so amazing because we're in a group where it's okay to be the energetic self as well. And a lot of us have been a little rusty over the eons, not really talking about this out loud, letting it in while we're human, and understanding how to drive this vehicle with the higher energetic coming in to join our physical self. So all kinds of stuff is happening as people are opening up to their higher energetic and learning how to drive with it. And sometimes it drives the bus, sometimes we drive the bus, sometimes we crash and burn.
Sometimes we fight over who's driving. And
yes, it's this balancing act, almost like sometimes feels like a tight wire act, because, you know, none of us are doing it really like superbly well right now, but we all just keep trying. And so.
And that's good. That's the main thing, is that we keep trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
in this community, we get a lot of support for that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's coming in really loud as you were saying that. Something that came up when we had the reunion, and you and Ron were doing the SC Summit. Okay. And I don't remember who said it when they were under, but one of the questions that someone asked, when we do this, people are, they have questions that are done there. And Diane and Ron were actually in a state of trance where they were connected to their SCs. And so they were just coming in, and everybody in the group, if anybody had any questions, they submitted them on paper and then they were asked of you. Okay, so I'm just explaining what was going on. It's so much fun. It really is. And you can talk about what it's like on your side of it here in a minute. But one of the things that they're reminding me of when you were saying that was one of the answers to one of the questions was something about ascension. And the answer was, you know, everybody's always wanting to know about the ascending. It's like, but it's, that's not how it is. It's, we are descending, you know, meaning the SC is descent coming into us. And that's what we want to be prepared for. And that's what you were just talking about. More and more of this is coming in, and it's working on how to handle that. So that was just so cool, because everybody's expecting and waiting, you know, when am I going up? It's, we're not the up, it's the, that's coming in and lightening everything up.
That's it, what you just said. It's coming in and lightening everything up. People, yeah. Places and things, lightening everything up. And that information did come through Ron. So okay. He was the one that brought that forward, and that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, very. It was like, whoa, wow, that's a different, yeah, I never thought of it from that perspective, but that's exactly what's happening. It's more of our big selves, our higher selves is coming in. And then that raises everything. And like you said, enlighten. And when we say that word, we're saying it with more than one meaning, correct?
Correct, yes. The multidimensional meanings are always available too.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm seeing they're fluctuating between 7 and 8. I'm seeing it's like it's going back and forth. So, woo.
Yeah. Ooh-wee is nice. Yeah. Everything is changing. It really is. And a lot of people are talking about how they are feeling a little better now. The last couple of years have been a little bit of a bumpy ride as this energy shift is happening pretty radically. But now it's like people are starting to learn to ride with it. So people are feeling, for whatever reason, people are feeling a little relief. Maybe it's an integration of the new higher energy. So it's getting a little bit easier to manage things now. Yeah,
I agree. Because we were going through those physical symptoms and all that physical stuff where those chakras opening and different things to allow this to come in. But and that was tricky. That, and we probably still have some of that going on. It's just, it's when it was all these center chakras, that was real physical stuff,
really?
You know, you're feeling and going through and like all the heart and all the, you know, everything. But yeah, most of that now it's up here in these higher chakras, I think. So,
moving up too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, the heart was a very weepy period of time. A lot of sobbing as that heart opened up for a while there.
Yeah. And so if anyone out there, if you're having some of this, that's all that's going on, is you're still, these chakras are still opening for you. And each one, they open kind kind of, some of them do it together, some of them do it, you know, in an order. There really is no rhyme or reason. It doesn't have any rules. It just starts happening. And so, but I think these have to, the middle ones have to open before the higher ones can. Mm-hmm. That's just my thought. What do you think?
Oh, definitely, because it has to do with being balanced always. So, you know, we have to have this earth energy kind of figured out and to be rooted and grounded. And then as we get comfortable with the lower centers being grounded and working in balance and harmony, we can have a little more zoom to it. We can power it up a little bit. Yeah. As we ascend in ourselves, then we get into the more spiritual awakening and the third eye opening and the crown opening. And, you know, you got to be pretty grounded and balanced on the lower part of the chakras to handle that acceleration or ascension kind of mode.
That's true. Yeah, that absolutely. Because I had a major, you know, like we were at the conference together and I was just going around and I was actually just touching a few things. And it was activating all some of these different chakras up here. And I actually had to come up to you and I was just like, this big emotional release. And it was because these chakras all being worked with and just, they were just opening, you know, and doing whatever. I'm not sure what they were doing, but,
you knew something was happening.
Oh yes, I knew because I could feel it. You know, I could, it was as in, because sometimes when, some of the chakras, that's why when like the heart, people were having heart, if you're having heart pain or heart, things like that, it was a little scary because sometimes when the chakras are opening, especially when they just blast open, it can hurt because it's not used. You're not used to it. And so it's like, and it's just kind of showing you this is this one, but it doesn't last. That's been my experience. It doesn't last very long. And like that, I mean, that one, first one was, I felt it right here at the back. It's right at the nape of the neck. It's right at the base of the skull. Yeah. That is the throat. That's the throat chakra that was opening. But it was just like somebody just, I don't know. It's hard to describe the kind of pain. It's not agonizing pain. It's just this, it's like a headache kind of thing, but it's just in that one localized spot. And it's like, whoa, okay, something's happening there. Yes. And then I went around and this was like a little later. I went and I touched something else. And these were on vendors' tables at the conference. I was just going around and I was just like, oh, this is nice. And I just kind of moved my hand over it. And I was just like, and I could feel something hit me energy wise. I was like, whoa, that's something powerful. And I even backed off from it. But then I'm sitting there looking at it and it's like a kid, you know, with candy. It was like, I really need to go see what that was.
I got to touch it again. I couldn't handle it the first time.
I did. I had to go. Well, then I actually went over and I touched it. And I was like, because where before I could just feel it come off. And I'm like, whoa, that's got some energy to it, you know. And then I went over and I'm touching it and kind of moving my hand over it. And then it went right here. It was like, brrr. It was like, oh my gosh. And that was, and then it was like, then I was like, okay, whatever just happened. And then all of a sudden I just started becoming emotional. And I was just like, I've got to process this. I just knew it was just like, I don't know what's going on. I've got to process. And so then that's when I came back upstairs and you happened to be right there. And I was just like, something's happening. And I was supposed to go, about to go on stage too. That's the other wonderful thing.
You don't want it to be too easy now, do you?
No. And so we went outside real quick to get me grounded, to do something, just to get this, let it happen and then get grounding. So see, the grounding is very important. All this stuff moving in and out and through and we're doing this stuff a lot. And it was still like, you know, the emotions, I think I just went out there and I just had to release. And I think they say that's one of your big indicators. That's a big thing, you know, is you'll have emotional releases when these things happen. So
completely. And that's good because it's releasing stored energy that we are really not supposed to be holding anyway. We're supposed to be flow through. So you gave yourself a hand. It helped you to let go of some stuff you didn't really need to be holding anymore.
Right. That I didn't even know I was holding on. I don't even know what it was, actually.
I didn't know I was holding that.
Exactly.
Until it comes up.
But like you said, you know, we've been doing these things, and it could have been something I've been holding on to eons, and we've been doing these things for eons. And so now's the time to, you know, just let it move and happen, because nothing's scary. Nothing's, you know, it's not that. It's just, it might be a little bit uncomfortable right at that moment, but it doesn't last very long. It dissipates very quickly, but it's just understanding what it is.
Exactly. And, you know, it feels, it's weird at first because you've not really remembered doing this before, but weird gets really easy to handle. And then normal stuff doesn't feel as fun as weird does after a little while. Like you're looking for the next thing like that, you know?
Exactly. I've been doing that, trying to, okay, does this, what are you going to do? What are you
not like you're getting a little addicted to this process. Right? I mean, it has a quality to it that's sort of like, yes, you know, it's good for you. You know, it ultimately feels good to let go of this. And so then you do start looking for more experiences, even though they'll come when it's time. But
absolutely.
We like
when
it.
It's time, which is usually very, you know, when you least expect it, and maybe not the most opportune time.
Yeah,
like right before you're supposed to do something big.
Like get on stage and talk, which is what happened to you.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
You did just fine. And you pulled it off with grace and ease. And that, who knows, probably did it because you got a big release beforehand.
Maybe. But I look at the pictures and I have a red nose in the first part of it. I was like, oh, that's because of that.
Exactly. I'm really glad you're saying that, because after the summit, like, I saw pictures of myself too with the group, and I have a big red nose too, because the last part of the summit was bringing through information from Dolores. And every time that happens, I'm moved to tears. So, like, it always ends with me, like, everybody's happy it's over, it's been a great day, and I'm the one out there, like, you know, and I always feel like, oh, God, it's, like, the worst time to be hanging out and saying, let's do pictures, but whatever.
Yeah, and that's when we do them. Oh, my gosh, yeah, this is.
We get used to being a little out of sorts. It's kind of okay. The old way was to try to look like you've got it all together. The new way is to say, I sure don't, but I'm fine.
Right. Yeah. I'm fine. And hey, this way, it means it's okay. You know, if I can do it, you can do it. You know, you don't have to have it all together. Like you said, it's in fact, I think they prefer for you not to have it all together.
I think that's part of the big joke of the old paradigm is nobody had it all together. We were faking it till we could make it. But
exactly. Total fakers. And we've been called out on it.
We're just now entering the time of authenticity where all this junk is being released so we can be crystal clear, our true self. It's part of this natural process of this clearinghouse. So we did then, we knew that we could, and now we're clearing out, so we didn't even know we weren't clear. Who knew?
Exactly. And every day, and like you said, and we keep doing more and more, and now we think, okay, you know, I mean, we're so far, much farther than we were before, but oh my gosh, I bet there's so many more miles to go. I mean, it's like they were always telling me, and this was several years ago, they were telling me, you haven't even gotten the tip of the iceberg yet. You've just barely cracked. In fact, we hadn't even cracked the door open yet. Well, all we had was, you know, when two doors are like this and they're closed, they're actually closed. You have that little bitty seam, you just have that little bitty thing of light there. That's where we were.
Yes.
And I said, and look what's happening with that. You have these things coming in. Now wait till the door starts cracking open. They were like, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's what they kept saying. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's so interesting, because at the end of the SC Summit too, the words came through, babies. Like, we are just babies in this process. And when that came through, I was getting a download of how we think this is big. But we're just babies compared to where we're going, right? We're just babies.
And that is exciting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. That means we're like really on a huge adventure. Like some people, we talk about 2012 being this, you know, changeover time. Mm-hmm. And boy, we've seen as we look back how much growth we've done since 2012 and how much we've evolved since then. Right. And we can see it in the session. But you know, now it's just like, this isn't going to stop. In fact, I think there was reference to this is just, it's even going to be more exponential growth going forward as we all get on board.
Well, you can feel that. I don't know. I can feel it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like things are moving so fast and things are, and they just, that's how it feels, like exponential. It's just like it's everything boom, boom, boom. It's like you're on this roll and it's just, so it's really picking up momentum. Yeah. And it's like, but it's at the beginning of the really picking up momentum. It's like, wait till it really gets momentum and gets on the, I was about to say the highway. Then I wanted to say the freeway. And they said, no, the supersonic freeway. That's what they're like. That's where you're going, is the supersonic freeway. Yeah.
That describes it well. Thank them, because that describes it.
Yeah, thank you. Always.
Always. Oh my God, I know. So that is really, that's exciting. And you know, I think too, like we see it in the sessions when we do the sessions, but we also see it in like people everywhere. Maybe there are people that a couple of years ago you kind of moved away from for whatever reason, because you were doing your thing and they were doing theirs and everything was fine. You didn't really have that similarity, so you just kind of put some space. But now if you happen to revisit those same people, like stuff is happening in their lives and they're popping and it's affecting everyone. So nothing is static. I think that's the fun part, is that nothing is staying the same. Nothing. Everything is changing. Sometimes it seems like overnight things just change. You go to bed with one thing happening, in the morning it's different already.
Yeah. And so that's that. You know, so it's like, get used to it, because yeah, a lot of people say, well, I don't like change. Well, you have to get over that one, because they're gonna force the change on you so that you'll get used to it, because that you just gotta learn to start rolling with it. And it's not, again, there's another thing, it's not real comfortable all the time. But it's better if you will just go with it and just flow.
And actually that's the word resistance that is coming into me now. When we actually don't like change and we kind of want to stick our heels in and drag them a little, because we think we can stop this change from happening for whatever reason, because we don't like it. Yeah. That's when we get the 2x4 messengers sent to us, and we don't want those, really. Those are not fun.
2x4s, 10x6s. How big do they make those boards? And the Mack truck that runs over you back and forth.
So much better to just go with the flow and allow yourself to be kind of nebulous for a little while and mm-hmm. see what happens. It is
absolutely
so how fun is this?
I love it. I love it.
You too. And so like maybe I can actually lead into some of the stuff we wanted to say tonight about like this new message and stuff, because the word resistance is actually triggering kind of my own resistance with owning this new piece of the puzzle that was given to me through this QHHT process. And if it's good, we can roll right in and just kind of seamlessly go through this, because what's happening to me is not just happening to me. It's happening to everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's starting to get energetic messages and tune into this higher frequency of what you call the guidance system.
Yeah.
So this is our inner guidance system.
Yes.
And so like my little story about what's happening and my message is that it was actually a couple of years ago, I facilitated sessions for a man, and then his girlfriend came. And so they each had sessions and they really enjoyed their session. And they both decided that they wanted to give me a gift. And I said, no, you know, you pay for your service and everything's fine. You've paid. No worries. I'm all set. Like, I don't need a gift. This is my gift. But they really wanted to give me a gift of a reading from one of their teachers out in Washington State. And at the time, I was working with my own stuff, and my higher self during sessions was saying that I needed to learn to receive. So I was like, hey, do you want to give me something? And I'm saying, no, I'm doing my own pattern of not receiving. So I say, okay, you want to do this, and I need to learn how to do this. I received a gift. I've thought about it a lot. I'm going to just say yes. I've never had a reading before from anyone. I'm going to say yes. Working on. So yeah. The reading came back, and it was an angel reading from, can I say the woman's name that did it, or is that okay? I don't know how this works, but a woman named Toni Petronovich out in Washington State. So she did the reading, she sent me a recording, and when I listened to it, I felt like she was reading my soul. I felt like everything she said was exactly me, stuff I wouldn't have even spoken to anyone. She was telling me about myself, and so I resonate with the information. I was kind of like, do that, but obviously, yeah. That came from QHHC client facilitating a session, allowed me to receive that gift, and she gives me this reading. I'm just going to say the gist of it. Our one reading that happened was she kind of mentioned that who I am as a person, I'm a human that agreed to be like a messenger for the angelic realm. Who agreed to do this collaborative experience this time where I'm going to be helping remind humanity of their angelic connection. And in turn, I received information from the angelic realm. They're giving me information and I'm giving them human experience. That's not something they completely understand. A volunteer to help them know what it's like to be human. They're reading me all the time. Everything that's happening to me in my life, they're reading. I've said yes. I didn't remember it consciously. So all the crap that I've had in my life, they're getting full front row seats to that. Great. Awesome. But in
they
that,
wanted
they wanted to understand what it's like to be human, because a lot of times from the higher energetic light realm, they cannot understand why things are happening here that, you know, are happening. Why it's getting like this. What is happening down there? What is going on that people are hurting themselves or whatever? I'm making this up now because we tend to be pretty, we have in the past, I'm not going to say now because things are changing, but we have been on this planet pretty radically violent to each other. And so from this higher light realm, which is love and light, they don't understand what the heck is going on down here with the kids, you know? So to be a person, a human that said, okay, when I go in this time, I'm going to allow you to kind of read me, be with me, see what it's like to be a human. And in turn, like I want, or maybe it just was the agreement that they're going to give me guidance. They're going to give me information. I didn't know it until this reading came through, and I was shocked to hear that this was what my role had been designed to be from source to here now. Okay, good. So I was good with it in the moment. And then it's been like a year and a half or so. Then my conscious mind took over and said, oh, no. You couldn't possibly be doing this. No, you know? Oh, not you. I know what your life has been like. You don't, no way do you have this job with the angelic realm, you know, call it what you may, but
Who do you think you are?
Those are the words. Oh, no, that isn't happening. And then after that, it was sort of a resistance thing where, oh, don't you remember when you were young, if you said things that other people didn't agree with, or they didn't understand, you were the bad one. You were the oppositional one. You were the one in trouble. Do you remember that, Diane? Yeah. That was bringing up all the nightmare memories of when I saw things differently and spoke up and it didn't go over well, essentially. So all the conscious mind did was try to shut that down and get me back to the time before I knew the information, which felt perfectly fine to me. So this process has been going and I've been resisting. And so thing I want to do it, I haven't been, in my neck is been killing. And my last three big
edge of fear, resisting fear, coming into the not doing that I'm happening in session. I'm having a discussion with my higher self too. As you get prepared, you prepare the discussion. The higher self says to me, oh yeah, she's saying she wants to do this, but we don't know if she really does. And they're like, oh yeah, she's saying she does. And I'm going, I do. And so, I really want to do this. And they're going, no, we don't know. She says yes, we don't know. We say no, I don't know. This is going on behind the scenes inside of my head, you know? So yeah. Anyway, that's when, I got to tell you this because it's just so funny. When we decided we were going to do this the other day, the day before, I had said, okay, you guys, I'm having trouble doing this, so I need you to help me. I need you to send me opportunities to do this because I'm not doing it on my own, so please help me.
Well, and there you go. And because I just I went into a meditative state and I was just like, okay, show me. Because I'm watching the show that's right now that's really, really interesting. I don't know if you've heard it. It's on Netflix. And it's called Touch.
No, I'm actually not much of a movie sit down and watch anything for a long period.
It's not movies. It's a
Netflix
it's a series, but it's a season. It's like all it's on there is two seasons right now. But really, really interesting. But it shows how everybody. It's like we are all connected, and how things done here will affect. You will affect everybody. Our lives affect other people, and things that we do affect other people in other parts of the world. And we don't even know it, you know, and it's just like, it was showing all this connectedness. And I'm just like, this is really cool that a show is on like this, you know,
Julia, that was part of my reading to say there's something with this connection that happens like that. So whatever happens here, it affects people everywhere. It's just an automatic energetic shift.
Getting all the information. My legs are just
going. Oh my God. Okay, this is the new way. When you're tuned in, you get the flow state happen.
Yeah, and seeing it was showing like there was like this part of it, they do a little narration. It's like of this child, and he was talking about how we're all connected, and it talks about these red strings. It was like doing that, and it keeps us like how that's connecting, and sometimes they'll get tangled, and we get entangled situations with people, but then it always goes the way it's supposed to go. And if you're really supposed to meet somebody, you will meet them because that is, you know, it's, you've got that string is there and stuff like that. And it's like, these are all these things that are happening. And it really gets you to think visually on this other level. It's really giving you something visual. So I love it. And anyway, so I went into this meditative state and I'm just like, okay, who needs to be on the show this weekend? And I just started just saying, okay, just point me, you know, with the strings. I was visioning red strings, and it just went, Diane.
Oh my God. It's so neat to talk and then hear how it happened on your end of the side of things and how it happened on my end of the things, because it just happened so perfectly that when you presented this, I was just like, yes, this is it. And then I have to go back and say, thank you. Oh my gosh. And the funniest thing is yesterday it happened again with another friend of mine who's going to do an event, a program, and she wants people to come and do readings. Okay. So
yes,
invited me and I was going to shut it down. I didn't realize until after. I was going to say, oh, I'll do something like such and such. And she's just looking at me. I forgot that 2 days before I said, opportunities. I got the one you sent me, but I didn't expect such abundance. I didn't expect two in a row. I just thought one is plenty. I'll just take one. Thank you.
I'll take the one. Yeah. But see how it works when you ask. And we've had long talks about that too, haven't we?
We have. I just asked and then boom, bitty, boom, bitty, boom. And who knows where it'll go, but this is how it works. We're so connected. So thank you for tuning in.
Oh, thank you. I was just so glad because it was like that. I thought, because I was sitting there going, well, who am I going to have? And it was getting later and I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't. I don't like that. I would rather have weeks prepared, but I'm the one that's doing it. And my time is so scattered in so many different ways, my attention and everything. And I was just like, oh my gosh, who can I call? Who can I do this with? And that's when I just went in that state, and it just went string and went right to you. So Diane.
Yes. Oh, it's so awesome. And I feel like I have to say a little bit more about it, because when I was kind of contemplating and I was talking to my higher guidance about, okay, so what do you want me to say? Like, about what is your message? And they always tell me, just speak and we'll bring the words to you, which yes. You know, because it happens to you too.
That, yes, I'll do that for the stage. And it's like, oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to be on stage for 3 hours and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Thank you so much.
But it's true. You know it, because I've been in the audience when you've had to go and do it, and you did a hang up job and people were so responding to your talk.
I know, I couldn't believe it, because I'm sitting there going, I mean, sometimes I don't even know what's coming through, because it's them coming through. But at the break, someone was like, oh man, this is so good. I'm really, really getting into all this stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. It's working.
And you said, what did I say that,
you know, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. What was it?
It's like that. But mm-hmm. So what I was really tuning into the other night was just that, like, it really, I think, and then I got more today. So I think I just want to say a little bit about what the messages are that are coming through, because I feel like we all humans need to hear this, and maybe we need to hear this a lot from many mouths, and that's why it's coming through so many people now. It's really time to change. And so a lot of the messages to help people, all of us, remember that, like, we essentially have this contact with the higher light realm, and it never is gone. And we like, the message was, we came from light, we came from, like, angelic realm, we are connected to this light. Right. You can say angel or you can say light, it's pretty much the same thing, but yeah. A lot of people understand angel as a higher energetic help being. Mm-hmm. That angelic realm sort of has a nice, loving talk, so we can talk about that, but
sure.
Words that make sense to them as well. But really what happened was, we were that, and then we had to ramp down our energy to come into the physical body, because this is matter, and so it's a dense reality. But this right. Message was basically to remind people that, you know, that is who we are. And we made a decision to come here and have this physical experience because of the type of learning it was. And this is, like, nothing about, like, evolving to come here. It's simply that we were really enough to say, I want to do this experience. Go for it. Yeah.
You said some magic words there, and that was actually when I actually had my major breakthrough in shifting. And when you said, you are evolved enough, you are enough. I want everyone to know that you're already enough. That was, because we're always like, well, I got to be better. I got to do this before I can do, or I got to, you know, whatever. And it's like, no, we're already enough, just the way we are.
Yes. And
it's just, just loving yourself for who you are. And then that allows you to remember what Diane is part of. Yes.
And you're gonna know this is the way it happened. I had a session today with a friend of mine, and those exact words came out of her higher self's mouth. She needs to know that she's enough right now. She doesn't have to get better to be able to attract this XYZ in her life. She's enough right now, and we want her to know that. She's perfect. Everything about her is perfect right now. And when she gets in alignment with that perfection of herself right now, stuff is going to start happening because she's embracing herself as being lovely and perfect now. And that's what's going to change her life, is loving herself in her perfection now.
Yeah.
Because she is. There's nothing she has to get to. It's just be you. Isn't that amazing? So this is so perfect.
It is so perfect, and I can attest to how that works, because that's exactly what happened when I realized I'm enough, I'm okay as I am, I'm enough. It was that word, enough. Yeah. I'm enough, just right. As I am, and that, and it did everything. Just went did 180 flips. You know, it's just 180 degree flips. I mean, just completely turn around and. It all It all does, because it's, that's what it has to start with you, you know, and we're always wanting to do and go out, and it has to be something else outside of ourselves. It's not. It's, it starts here and accepting here. Accept yourself.
And that is when you become the light that you are, when you're totally aligned and centered in you as being perfect, just as you. That's when the effortless being happens. You just be, and stuff comes to you.
Exactly. It just comes. It just happens. You say it. It happens. It just boom, boom.
Exactly. And so part of this message was to remember this. Remember who you are. Remember what you were even before you came in, that the only reason you got to come in was because you were that perfect light and you could handle this alternate experience that would teach you in different ways. You wouldn't have been able to come here if you weren't that before you came here. And so when people came here and started incarnating on the earth and all kinds of stuff started happening here, because they got farther away from their light source, their angelic realm, or whatever you want to call it, they started to forget where they came from, because they kind of kept going around on this wheel for a while. Oh, I want to go back and do it this way. Oh, I want to go back and do it that way.
And this is a fun little game we're playing.
This way. I'm so excited by the game, you know? And they always stress, it's not punishment. It's never punishment. In fact, it's just always your choice. Like, you just can come in and try it again if you want. This game has been going off well. But what they were realizing was, as people got more into the game down here, they started forgetting where they came from there. And so they were literally thinking that they were more physical beings and forgetting that they were light beings. And so this reminder is to help people understand that where we came from, and it was always connected to this angelic realm. Yeah. So people can start now remembering, because we're going back to the remembering part, that this is who you are. We actually are a family. And we need to now start integrating more of the light that we've got back into our being. And this is where Juan talked about, we are coming into you again. Like, we're now joining up again. So the reminder is for humans to remember that it's not all this doom and gloom you've been taught on earth, because people forgot and they got mixed up. Let's face it. You don't even have to know why. It's like people forgot who they were and where they came from. They got mixed up. And they started to think that the training was real down here, that you are not worthy. That's a big one. Actually, I asked for some specifics and they said, you got to get rid of the you are not worthy.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out of there right away. Like, you're a bad person. Oh, that should just be lifted off the planet, because that's not true ever. It's not ever true.
No, that's just part of this. That's what I call the game. You know, those are just things that are here. They're just beliefs, if you want to pick them up or not. But that's here to slow you down if you buy into it.
Yes. And so those are some of the things that were pointed out, because I said, I'm going to need to talk about specifics. So you got to give me something. It was like, well, you can get rid of you are not worthy. Like, that's just so silly. You can take that away. And then, you know, all those, the training that we have in lots of institutions, but that whole, like, beating down, like, sinner, sinner, sinner. Like, I'm going to say this. It's not related to any religion. It's related to a misunderstanding
of
who we are. People forgot who we were. And so they started seeing the behavior as who people were, as opposed to the light that people are always. So now part of this messaging is to just get people to remember who they are, that we have this angelic connection, and that we are that. And then we start kind of returning to our wholeness again. So it's a really beautiful message. Uplifting. It's uplifting. It's very loving. And I think they want the angelic realm, they want us to know how loved we are. That is another key message here in the SB and creating sessions. Like, I did a surrogate session for my son, and still hasn't heard it, but because he's a little resistant to this stuff. He thinks mom's weird. And yeah, she is. Okay. But
my daughter thinks that too. So.
Oh, good. Kids could talk together. But they really, in that session, they said, we want him to know how loved he is. And then I start crying because I'm his mother. And it was just on and on about, we love you. You are so loved. And it's the message that really wants to come through for every single human. Is how much they are loved.
Oh, oh, and that's So beautiful. We are actually, we've got like 1 minute left. So, I mean, it went really, really fast. Good. So how can people reach you? Remind them again how they can reach you if they want to.
Okay. I actually have a website, which is, I'm looking at it, www.healingworkssalon. It's healingworks-salon.com. That's my website, and they can send me a little message to get in touch with me about QHHT sessions or questions or things like that. So www.healingworkssalon, and there's a little dash before salon.com.
And would you honor me with coming back on again sometime in the near future? Because we just barely scraped the surface of the surface of the surface.
Yes. I know that, so. Oh, yes. Also, I want to say QHHTofficial.com. Everybody can find a practitioner nearby, and there's more information there than we can get into. But QHHTofficial.com is the place to go for information.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Well, he's about to, yeah, I know we're on our last minute here. So thank you, Diane, for being here. It's well, been so wonderful. I love it too.
Thanks.
Oh, and everybody, thank you so much for being with us. It's been truly my honor.
Mine.
And yeah. to share our evening with you. If you've liked this video, please, you know, say so and share it. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us. We love you.
Thank you. We do love you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.